Coming up next, science fact or science fiction? We kick off a new occasional feature on our show today called Science Fact or Science Fiction. From time to time, we'll present a commonly held idea or a popular saying and ask a Canadian scientist to set us straight on whether we should believe it or not. And we begin today with one we've all heard before. If a human touches a bird egg or a young bird, their parents will abandon it. For the scientific lowdown, we go to Dr. Erica Knoll, a professor of biology at Trent University in Peterborough, Ontario. So, Dr. Knoll, science fact or science fiction?
That's science fiction.
Really?
Yes.
How so?
Just before I explain why it's science fiction, I'll just add that it's actually a very useful myth because, in fact, it keeps kids away from tampering with bird nests, and I think that's really useful because kids can obviously disturb birds when they're nesting and cause the nest to fail.
Okay, so the myth keeps people away from birds' nests, but what happens if you do touch a bird egg or a young bird?
Well, when you touch a bird egg or a young bird, generally, if you touch it, even if you pick up the young or you pick up the egg and you put it back in the nest, you'll probably hear the squawking of the parent birds. The parent birds will be extremely agitated because of your presence near the nest. And so most people's reaction is to back away. And then the bird, once you're a good distance away, it depends a little bit on the habitat, will go right back to doing what it was doing before you touched it. That is, it will go back to incubating the nest if there are eggs in the nest, or it will go back to feeding the young if there are young in the nest.
Really? So they don't smell us if we touch it? They don't smell the presence of a human kind of thing?
Well, we're not absolutely sure whether they don't smell us or not, but we're certainly sure that the parental drive to get back to those young is much stronger than any aversion that they might have from the smell. Birds have very, very small olfactory bulbs, but there's some recent evidence that shows that they can detect some smells, some very, very faint smells, but they obviously don't abandon, because if they do smell anything, they still don't abandon. It's very, very rare.
As a scientist, are there any times when you do have to touch birds' nests or what's in them?
Actually, it's sort of the bread and butter of being a field ornithologist to look into the nests. And often we do studies on eggs. For example, we might be interested in whether there's more investment in the first egg than the second egg, in which case we actually pick up the eggs. We sometimes mark the eggs. We put a little mark on with a magic marker. We'll then come back and check that particular that nest again, and we'll see whether that egg has disappeared or whether the young from that egg is larger than the young from another egg. We often go back to nests and actually weigh the young to see how they're doing in terms of their growth, and there are all sorts of questions that can be answered by looking at the growth of young. So we do handle them generally briefly, and generally we try to minimize our disturbance, knowing that we are indeed disturbing them.
So even though it's fiction that parents will abandon their birds or their nests if they've been handled by humans, it's still a good idea to leave the nests alone.
Exactly.
Dr. Knoll, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Dr. Erica Knoll is a professor of biology at Trent University. So send us your own science fact or science fiction statement for us to test, and we'll send you a Quirks and Quarks t-shirt if we use it on the program. And that's it for this week's edition of Quirks and Quarks. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can write to Quirks and Quarks, P.O. Box 500, Station A, Toronto, Ontario, M5W1E6. Our email is quirks@cbc.ca. And to get to our webpage, just go to cbc.ca/quirks, where you can subscribe to our podcast, sign up for our weekly newsletter, listen to our audio archives, and check out our latest blog. Quirks and Quarks is produced by Jim Hanman, Jim Lebens, Pat Sensen, and Zara Lurie, with technical help from Tim Lorimer. I'm Bob McDonald. Thanks for listening.